make it tough enough for us. Do you ever make a distinction between like what a picket fence is or a paling fence?
Well, that's right. Rail fence to lay it around, mm-hmm. or a paling fence stick up, uh-huh. straight up and down.
Drawing pictures again?
Yeah, I do. Are there different kinds of rail fences?
Well, that's the only rail fence that I can remember, the one that you lay around, yeah. and then they got the paling fence that sits straight up and down. Mm-hmm. That's the only two that most of that I was playing with.
If you had a bunch of people staying at your house,
if.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. If all your children came to visit, what would you, and you had to make, get someone to sleep on the floor, what would you call a bed put on the floor?
Call it a pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Okay. Is there any rivers around here?
I don't guess there is.
River right down there.
What? Is there a river?
That river right down there, about 2 miles.
What, is that, as we were driving in from Cordell,
we come across it.
Yeah, what, and what was the name of that river?
Flint.
Flint. Oh, Flint. I didn't know that.
Flint River. It comes right straight on through right that road to straight Flint River.
What would you call the land line right up next to that river? Would you ever call it, did you ever a name to differentiate it from, you know, land, like say around here?
Well, the only thing ever I would hear them say is the 15 land district.
It's a 15?
15 land district. That's all you hear them talking about, the 15 land district.
That's one thing I never heard of before.
Would you name some of the different kinds of roads that you have around here? Like,
this road leads right here called the Cork Ferry Road.
A Cork Ferry Road?
Cork, C-O-R-K, Cork Ferry.
That's really interesting because we had no idea what these roads were because we kept getting lost about them for one thing.
It's true, and you're talking about that.
Right on further around. Ferry Road, right on further south here. Ferry Road. That's the way we used to have to cross the river. Ferry Road. Cork Ferry. Ferry. That's the way we had to cross the river to get over to Cork either side.
What kind of roads are they? Are they all like this one?
Oh, they're all dirt roads.
Yeah.
What was the guy who owned the ferry at one point?
That's right. It was on his plantation. They always named that ferry after that man. To be the owner of the land that's right at the river.
Yeah.
If you're on a paved road and it's got a light colored surface, what would you call that one? Like say it's concrete, say a paved with light colored surface.
I would call that concrete road if it's light, but if it's dark, I'd call it tar road. Tar and gravel road. I call it a black one.
Yeah, back where we come from, tar and chip.
Wow.
You ever do that?
This here is tar and gravel.
Yeah.
Tar and gravel.
Do you have a name for the ditch that like runs alongside one of these dirt roads? You call it anything other than just ditch?
I don't think so. If it is, I can't remember anything other than ditch.
Do you have a special name for just a worthless dog that just hangs around and doesn't do anything? He's just a no-count dog? He just kind of hangs around and eats, and that's all he ever does.
Well, I don't think we ever had one of that type.
We call him a stray dog.
We call him a stray dog now. If a dog come up, we say he's a stray dog.
Watching those kittens, they are so funny.